This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. We got plenty of time for you to, third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Vincent.
We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, I know, Vincent, you've been wanting to talk about, I'm trying to spring this on you, you can prepare yourself for later. You've been wanting to talk about cannabis in Canada, which is where you're from originally.
Yes.
So we can get to that coming up here in a moment. But since we're talking, we're going to focus on drugs here in this hour, there's really good news coming out of the FDA. It's very rare that you'll get good news coming from this federal bureaucracy that basically its job is to get in the way of business getting done, to stop potential cures from coming out into the marketplace, and to protect the mega corporation, you know, pill companies from any meaningful competition. That's pretty much what the FDA does, is, you know, inhibits the healthcare business, and actually kind of comes around to a discussion we were having in the first hour of the show about healthcare and, you know, government mandated regulations and ultimately this sort of path towards a government run healthcare system, a completely government run healthcare system. And because right now, more than half of the dollars spent in healthcare, as I understand it, are spent by the government, state and federal. So it is mostly a government-controlled system today, but it's not what they call single-payer or universal. So we were talking about that in the first hour. You're certainly welcome to comment on that if you would like to. And by the way, Mustafa, who we had been talking to in the last hour from the Sierra Leone Liberty Group, did give me his email address, and I'll share that with you here. It's MustaCharity, M-U-S-T-A, charity, at gmail.com. M-U-S-T-A, MustaCharity, at gmail.com. Or just go to the Sierra Leone Liberty Group, SLLG.info. There's a Contact Us page there on the website if you want to help them out with their computer program. I think the best way to help would be to just, you know, find somebody that's got some old computers that, you know, nobody in the United States would want, but everybody in the Sierra Leone would be elated, you know, to have some computer from, 2010 or something like that. I just got a computer from Amazon. I got the Black Friday. They had an old computer, an HP computer from 2012 for $205. And back when it came out, it was a $1,200 computer. So it's got some really nice features on it. It's not as fast as some of the computers today, but it's actually pretty decent. Like, I'm pretty happy with this thing. So I'd imagine somebody in Sierra Leone would be, like, super elated with something from 2008. If it's still running, and presumably there are some things like that. So anyway, SLLG.info is their website. So here's the good news from the FDA. This is being reported by the New York Times, based the story's coming from Charleston, South Carolina. After three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, C.J. Hardin wound up hiding from the world in a backwoods cabin in North Carolina. Divorced, alcoholic, and at times suicidal, he had tried almost all of the accepted treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder. He tried psychotherapy, group therapy, and nearly a dozen different medications. Hardin, who's 37, said, "Nothing worked for me, so I put aside the idea that I could get better. I just pretty much became a hermit in my cabin and never went out." Then in 2013, he joined a small drug trial testing whether PTSD could be treated with MDMA, the illegal party drug better known as ecstasy. And he said, "It changed my life." In a recent interview in the bright, airy living room of the suburban ranch house here where he now lives while going to college and working as an airplane mechanic, he said, quote, "It allowed me to see my trauma without fear or hesitation and finally process things and move forward." Based on promising results like Mr. Hardin's, the Food and Drug Administration gave permission this last week, actually, for a large-scale Phase 3 clinical trials of the drug, a final step before the possible approval of ecstasy as a prescription drug. If successful, the trials could turn an illicit street substance into a potent treatment for PTSD. And I have to say, there's more to the story, but that is super exciting, considering the tragic history that ecstasy has had as a drug. It originally was used in therapeutic settings, like it was used as a couples therapy drug back in the 1980s, and at the same time, it became a party drug. So somebody who had used it sort of in the therapeutic session realized that this could be a potent party drug, and they started distributing it at parties in the, I think it was Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was the Dallas area. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. It's been a while since I've seen, there was a great ABC News presentation about ecstasy back in the, 15 years ago with Peter Jennings. And they went into the history of how did this drug become illegal? And it was because it was being used in these party settings. You know, inevitably something bad is going to happen. If enough people use a recreational drug, somebody's going to have a bad time. They're going to end up in the hospital or whatever. And the word's going to get out. Oh, my God, it's dangerous.
Oh, no. Consenting adults are putting substances in their body and not hurting anyone else aside from themselves.
Right.
What are you going to do?
As though there haven't been thousands of people who have overdosed on alcohol at these party settings and in clubs and things like that. But for whatever reason, they targeted MDMA. They made it illegal. They added it to, I don't remember what schedule it is in the different government schedules of supposedly dangerous drugs. But it's nice to see that here we are 30-something years later, and finally people are taking ecstasy seriously as a possible therapeutic drug. So going on here, they're looking at this, again, phase 3 clinical trials, which may ultimately lead to ecstasy becoming a prescription drug.
It's schedule 1 ecstasy.
Okay, thank you for checking on that. Now, they're going to obviously have to reschedule it because these trials are showing that it does have therapeutic use, that it can help people. In fact, it can help some people who have some of the most difficult times. I mean, PTSD, that's a pretty serious problem.
On average, 20 veterans kill themselves each day.
Is it 20?
Yeah, out of the 2014 average.
More of them are, as I understand it, more of them are killing themselves and are getting killed in like combat situations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's my understanding. And I could be wrong about
from
that.
From what I saw, 6 out of a 20, they're getting treatment at the VA anyways, and they kill themselves anyways. This is from 2014 numbers, but...
Well, given the VA, it's just an absolutely horror show. I mean, there was actually another headline that I had in show prep here: vet found dead with maggots crawling out of his wounds at a VA facility.
Oh, I heard that, yes.
Yeah, so we can talk about that if we get the chance. But going on with the good news first, through a spokesperson, the FDA declined to comment, citing regulations that prohibit disclosing information about drugs that are being developed. I'm sure cautious but hopeful, said Dr. Charles Marmar, the head of psychiatry at New York University's Langone School of Medicine, a leading PTSD researcher who was not involved in the study. He said if they can keep getting good results, it'll be of great use. PTSD can be very hard to treat. Our best therapies right now don't help 30 to 40% of people, so we need more options. But he expressed concern about the potential for abuse, saying that it's a feel-good drug and we know people are prone to abuse it. Prolonged use can lead to serious damage to the brain. Now, normally when they do these trials, they're in a clinical kind of therapeutic session. They're not just sending somebody home with a pill. You know, that's not how you get rid of PTSD. You don't just pop some MDMA and go party. That's not going to result in you addressing whatever issues you need to address. That happens in the company of a trained therapist. So I don't know if what they're talking about here would mean that you're just going to get prescribed a bottle full of MDMA pills and told to take one every day. No, that's not likely going to be what they're going to be doing with this, but regardless.
We have to make sure you have a good trip, otherwise it could backfire also.
Yeah, right. And so I don't think that, we're not talking about potential for abuse here if it's something that's doled out by the therapist.
Yeah.
Right. If you only get to use the MDMA in a therapy session, then the therapist will have control over it, and you don't have to worry about the user in that case.
Unlike OxyContin, where they just give you the bottle
and
let you go on your merry way.
And people get seriously addicted to oxycodone.
As bad as heroin, some say.
It absolutely is. I had an old roommate who was shooting it up.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, after you get tired of popping them in your mouth and you want a stronger effect, you go to people will go to more serious usage patterns. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We'll talk more about the studies, though, because they're very interesting, and you can share your thoughts on MDMA as a possible therapeutic drug to solve PTSD for people. So, very cool. We'll come back with more on that. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-687-5416 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group. Get up to $995 in free silver on all qualified transactions. Ask how. All transactions have no startup fee, are privately delivered, and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-687-5416. 800-687-5416.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And Tipsy Elves is offering Free Talk Live listeners 20% off site-wide. What is Tipsy Elves? Well, they've got hundreds of ugly Christmas sweaters, basically. Not just that, but they've also got Christmas suits, which are super tacky and ridiculous. Holiday leggings for women, sweater dresses, pajamas. So they got stuff for men and women. And these designs are just, you know, absolutely outrageous. Some of them are offensive. Some of them are cool. Just kind of, you know, non-offensive. And so you got a whole range of different stuff that you can buy for yourself or get as gifts for others. They're pretty much guaranteed to be the talk of any Christmas party that you might attend. Here's I think this is a new one for 2016. Single and ready to jingle is what one of them says on the front. Plenty of them involve characters like Santa Claus or Jesus. There's one there with a donkey from Shrek for some reason. Tacky colors, tacky designs. This is apparently a cool thing. I've enjoyed mine. We started with Tipsy Elves last year, so I have the Santa's Little Helper was what mine was called. And I don't know if they discontinued that one because I don't see them right here in front of me. So they're always bringing in new designs for the New Year's. And so go to tipsyelves.com, and I'm sure you'll find something that suits your personality. Hey, Santa, want a party? There's a couple different designs with reindeer having sex. So it's just some fun stuff. There's one with Where's Waldo on it. There's one that I can't say on the air. Ho, ho, holy S. You can fill in the blank on that one. They even have a two-person sweater. So you can, like, be tied together with your loved one in the same sweater with, like, two neck holes, basically. I've never seen anything like that before. So go check it out, tipsyelves.com. Use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off site-wide. They not only do they have Christmas designs, but they also have collegiate wear as well. So if you're, you know, a big fan of college sports, you can find some cool stuff over at tipsyelves.com. And again, you get 20% off site-wide because you're a Free Talk Live listener. So go load up your cart with what you want. By the way, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. It's a very, very nice sweater, and it keeps me warm, and I get cold easy. So I like it. Tipsyelves.com, code FTL at checkout, gets you 20% off site-wide. As we continue here, you may take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the FDA actually doing something right for once. They're approving a study that new trials for ecstasy, a.k.a. MDMA, as relief for PTSD. And the story here from the New York Times is talking about a gentleman who was in the military that had three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and ended up with some pretty serious post-traumatic stress disorder. And he ended up in a small drug trial that tested MDMA on him, and he said that it changed his life. The Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, a.k.a. MAPS, which is a small nonprofit created in 1985 to advocate for the legal medical use of MDMA, LSD, marijuana, and other banned drugs, sponsored six Phase 2 studies treating a total of 130 PTSD patients with MDMA. It will also fund the Phase 3 research, which will include at least 230 patients. Two trials in Charleston, South Carolina, focused on treating combat veterans, sexual assault victims, and police and firefighters with PTSD who had not responded to traditional prescription drugs or psychotherapy. These are people who have failed at everything, and they needed an option. Patients had, on average, struggled with symptoms for 17 years. After three doses of MDMA administered under a psychiatrist's guidance, the patients reported a 56% decrease of severity of symptoms on average, according to one study. By the end of the study, two-thirds of the patients no longer met the criteria for having PTSD. Let me repeat that, because it's really important. By the end of the study, after only three doses of MDMA, two-thirds of the patients no longer met criteria for PTSD. They were cured by this drug combined with the psychotherapy or the psychiatrist treatment. Cured. Follow-up examinations found that improvements lasted more than a year after therapy. Dr. Michael Mithofer, the psychiatrist who conducted the trials, said, quote, "We can sometimes see this kind of remarkable improvement in traditional psychotherapy, but it can take years if it happens at all. We think it works as a catalyst that speeds the natural healing process." So you've got this psychiatrist, who's saying that traditional approaches take years to actually have any kind of remarkable improvement, but they had that same remarkable improvement after just three doses of MDMA and psychotherapy. That's an incredible, incredible advancement, incredible short amount of time. The researchers are so optimistic that they've applied for so-called breakthrough therapy status with the Food and Drug Administration, which would speed the approval process. If approved, the drug could be available by prescription by 2021. And so that's just, you know, 5 years from now. I mean, when it comes to government and approval processes, 5 years is a relatively short period of time. Under the researchers' proposal for approval, the drug would be used a limited number of times in the presence of trained psychotherapists as part of a broader course of therapy. But even in those controlled circumstances, some scientists worry that approval as a therapy could encourage more illegal recreational use. Andrew Parrott, who's a psychologist at Swansea University in Wales, he studied the brains of chronic ecstasy users, saying, quote, "It sends the message that this drug will help you solve your problems when often it just creates problems. This is a messy drug that we know can do damage." All right, so they've trotted out the prohibitionist doctor to, you know, attack MDMA. And allow me to address this guy's objections here. First of all, no, the fact that MDMA being legal is not going to likely increase its usage. You're talking about the difference between a club goer, a partier, versus somebody who has a serious medical problem and is getting treated for it. Ecstasy is already one of the most popular drugs out there. I don't have the list in front of me, but, you know, over time, the drugs that are popular kind of change. So, you know, in the 1960s and 70s, LSD was very popular. In the 1980s, cocaine had a real surge in popularity. In the late 90s and the aughts through today, ecstasy has been very popular. Heroin, of course, also very popular today as well. But ecstasy is popular for good reason. It is one of the most one of the most pleasure-inducing drugs out there. MDMA is, in my experience, it was a life-changing drug, and for the better. You know, I didn't become an addict. You know, not everybody that takes a drug becomes addicted to that drug. And yes, there are people who have been addicted to MDMA. That's true. But those people have addictive personalities. Those people would be addicted to anything that's pleasurable.
Yeah, but drugs not the problem. It's themselves, really.
Right. It's the individual who cannot moderate themselves, who, when they do something that is pleasurable, cannot stop doing that thing. That has nothing to do with MDMA itself. In fact, MDMA has it builds a tolerance very quickly. So if you ever try it, don't do it again the next night. It's not going to be the same experience. Put 3 months in between, you know, when you do it and when you try it again. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I'll take apart this guy's statement here, this prohibitionist. Take it apart even further coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Right here, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Or talk about what we're talking about, which is MDMA, a.k.a. ecstasy. Now, of course, if you actually buy ecstasy on the streets, good chance you're actually not going to end up with MDMA. So keep that in mind. You know, we'll continue the discussion here. And also want to let you know about MyPillow, which you can go and get one for yourself or more than one with code FTL over at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. It's the best one that I've ever used. And if it wasn't, I wouldn't be using it. It's great. I've been using it for about probably 6 or 7 months now at this point. And not only is it designed to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, it's also designed to be washable, meaning you can put it in your washing machine, in the dryer, and it's designed for that, which is awesome because your typical pillows are not. You don't ever wash a pillow generally, and that means that they just collect dirt and dust for their entire lifetime. Probably not the healthiest thing. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get your MyPillow at half price, or a second pillow, two for the price of one. So it's up to you. If you don't like it, within the first 60 days, which should be more than enough time to figure that out, first 60 days, you can send it back, and they'll give you your money back. Plus, the pillow is guaranteed to last 10 years. It's got a 10-year warranty on it. These guys really are behind their product. They believe in it, and you should give it a try. Over at MyPillow.com, use code FTL. If you've been thinking about getting a whole new mattress, why spend $1,000 or whatever when you can spend a lot less on MyPillow? And try that out first. MyPillow.com, code FTL to get the special offer. We're talking about MDMA, a.k.a. The street drug name is ecstasy. Some will use the term Molly. Molly is a newer term for MDMA. And the reason why the term Molly came about was because ecstasy had been debased by the black marketplace, where I'm saying when you're buying, if you're buying what you think is MDMA on the black market, if you're buying it from some shady dealer or wherever, even if you're buying it from somebody you know, you may not be getting MDMA. You won't know unless you actually have it tested, unless you either have a testing kit yourself or you send it off to a drug testing laboratory like the folks over at ecstasydata.org. They'll actually let you send in pills, and they will give you the results of the tests on those pills. Very, very useful website. In fact, sometimes you can go to their website, and you can look and see if the pill that you've purchased is already there. There's a chance that somebody else bought one and already sent it in for testing, in which case you generally don't have to bother, but you never know for sure unless you actually send it in and check it.
Well, here, even with Molly now, some of that, a lot of that stuff is impure. Like,
absolutely.
You end up getting bath salt and whatever was in the cook chemist's ashtray.
That's a possibility. Yeah, Molly has also been debased. So originally the term Molly came about as a way to market something that was MDMA, because the idea was ecstasy had become so bad and so debased by the black marketplace is that somebody said, well, now there's this Molly. Well, what's Molly? Well, it's supposed to be MDMA, and originally it was, but once again, once things have been around, I mean, Molly has been around for 15 years. I remember having Molly, you know, 15 years ago. And now, once again, the black market debases it. Why does it do that? Well, because there are unscrupulous dealers who can get other product that some of it has a similar effect as MDMA, but it's not the same. Others is completely different, and they'll go out and, you know, sell it as though it's MDMA because they know they can get $20 a pill if they call it MDMA or Molly or, you know, ecstasy. And they're paying a lot less than they would for, let's say, actual MDMA. And so it's just scumbags,
so
just scumbag dealers.
It's kind of like a marketing ploy. Like, you know, you have regular Coke versus classic Coke, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And unfortunately, the black market always goes towards impurities. The black market always goes towards poor product. It always goes towards, you know, expensive product as well. I remember somebody I knew had bought some pills that they thought were MDMA, and then when they tested them, it turned out it was actually DXM, which is dextromethorphan hydrobromide, a.k.a. cough suppressant. So somebody was selling cough suppressant as MDMA. Now, true, you can take enough DXM, and you will have an experience. You will have a psychedelic kind of disassociative, I guess would be the right word for it, but a disassociative experience where you disassociate from yourself is completely not what an MDMA experience is. So anyway, back to the story here from the New York Times on the trials that the FDA has approved now, moving into phase 3 of clinical trials for PTSD. The prohibitionist psychologist that they had comment on the story says, it sends the message this drug will help you solve your problems, which often it just creates problems. No, no. The drug itself doesn't create a problem. The drug is just a drug. It does what it does. It helps with people. It's an empathogen, the root word being empathy. So it helps people empathize with other human beings. You'll likely feel closer to people than you normally would if you're on the drug. You'll likely open up, which is why they're having success in using it in clinical therapeutic sessions, because people will open up even to total strangers and talk about things that they otherwise wouldn't feel comfortable talking about. So you'll have those experiences. And there are some very pleasant things that that MDMA can do. So for someone who's likely to have a drug problem, yeah, they can get addicted to MDMA, just like they can get addicted to alcohol. So again, just because a drug can have negative, you know, just because people can have negative experiences or become addicted to something doesn't mean it should be prohibited. Going on, allowing doctors to administer the drug to treat a disorder, he warned, could inadvertently lead to a wave of abuse similar to the current opioid crisis. During initial studies, patients went through 12 weeks of psychotherapy, including 3 8-hour sessions in which they took MDMA. During the sessions, they lay on a futon amid candles and fresh flowers, listening to soothing music. Dr. Midhoffer and his wife, Anne, and often their portly terrier mix, Flynn, sat with each patient, guiding them through their traumatic memories. Again, they dealt with people in the military, people with sexual trauma. Going on here, the medicine allows them to look at things from a different place and reclassify them, said Ms. Midhoffer, a psychiatric nurse. She said, honestly, we don't have to even do much. Each person has an innate ability to heal. We just create the right conditions. Research has shown that the drug causes the brain to release a flood of hormones and neurotransmitters that evoke feelings of trust, love, and well-being, while also muting fear and negative emotional memories that can be overpowering in patients with post-traumatic stress disorder. Patients say the drug gave them heightened clarity and ability to address their problems. For years after his combat deployments, Mr. Hardin said he was sleepless and on edge. His dreams were marked with explosions and death. The Army gave him sleeping pills and antidepressants. When they didn't work, he turned to alcohol and began withdrawing from the world. I just felt hopeless and in the dark, he said, but the MDMA sessions showed me a light that I could move toward. Now I'm out of the darkness and the world is all around me. Since the trial, he's gone back to school and has remarried. The chemist Alexander Shulgin first realized the euphoria-inducing traits of MDMA in the 1970s and introduced it to psychologists that he knew. Under the nickname Adam, thousands of psychologists began to use it as an aid for therapy sessions. Some researchers at the time thought the drug could be helpful for anxiety disorders, including PTSD, but before formal clinical trials could start, Adam spread to dance clubs and college campuses under the name Ecstasy, and in 1985, the DEA made it a Schedule I drug, which barred all legal use. Schedule I says that there's no medical, you know, treatment or whatever, nothing medically possible with whatever the drugs that are on Schedule I, which is ridiculous. I mean, they still have cannabis at Schedule I, even though it's accepted as a medical treatment for countless things nowadays.
But that's on the federal, that is Schedule I.
Correct.
While in some states it has it as medical, which creates problems.
Yep. Since then, the number of people seeking treatment for PTSD has exploded, and psychiatry has struggled to keep pace. Two drugs approved for treating the disorder worked only mildly better than a placebo in trials. Current psychotherapy approaches are often slow, and many patients drop out when they don't see results. Studies have shown combat veterans are particularly hard to treat. In interviews, study participants said MDMA therapy had not only helped them with painful memories, but also had helped them stop abusing alcohol and other drugs and put their lives back together. I mean, with these incredible stories, how anybody could look at MDMA and say that, oh, well, we gotta, you know, this might be a problem for some people. No, it's helping some people cure PTSD. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly-flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure
or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Your comments, welcome on MDMA. Was it a life changer for you? For me, it was. I was in my early 20s, I don't know, 22, 23, somewhere in that range, when I took it for the first time. And I believe it was the real thing. I had a hippie friend who had provided in. I didn't have a way of testing it at that time, but I'm pretty sure it was the real deal. It helped me really kind of appreciate the beauty of nature for the first time. Never really had before. Never really had really gotten like why people really love the outdoors or whatever.
So you needed to put a substance in your body to do that?
Yep, that and it just it changed. It was like flipping a switch.
All right, teach her own, I guess.
Yeah, now I can completely appreciate the beauty of nature, and it was an incredible experience for me. So a lot of people have had very good experiences when it comes to MDMA. In fact, we're sharing a story here from the New York Times about the folks from the multidisciplinary, oh God, what are they called? MAPS is the group, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. They've been working on this now for 30 years, trying to basically undo the damage that the DEA has done to MDMA by making it a criminal thing to have this, what was useful drug for therapy purposes that became a party drug. They're once again showing that this is very, very helpful, especially in the case of post-traumatic stress disorder for military people with PTSD, for people with sexual trauma, like rape victims, for instance, with PTSD. And the research so far has been just stunningly effective, where 3 doses of MDMA administered under psychiatrist guidance, after 3 doses, the patients, 2/3 of them, no longer met the criteria for having PTSD. That's incredible. That's an incredible level of success. And they're moving on to phase three studies, which may result in it being allowed for prescription use under, a clinical trained psychiatrist. But going on here with the remainder of the story, they're talking about in interviews, study participants said MDMA therapy had not only helped them with painful memories, but it also helped them stop abusing alcohol and other drugs and put their lives back together. On a recent evening, Edward Thompson, a former firefighter, tucked in his twin four-year-old girls into bed, turned on their nightlight, and then joined his wife at a backyard fire. If it weren't for MDMA, he said, he'd be dead, his wife Laura finished, and they both nodded. Years of responding to gory accidents had left Mr. Thompson, age 30, in a near-constant state of panic that he had tried to numb with alcohol and prescription opiates and benzodiazepines. By 2015, efforts at therapy had failed, and so had several family interventions. His wife had left with their children, and he was considering jumping in front of a bus. A member of a conservative Anglican church, Mr. Thompson had never used illegal drugs, but he was struggling with addiction from his prescription drugs, so at first he rejected a suggestion by his therapist that he enter the MDMA study. In the end, he said, I was out of choices. Three sessions with the drug gave him the clarity, he said, to identify his problems and begin to work through them. He does not wish to take the drug again. He said, quote, it gave me my life back, but it wasn't a party drug. It was a lot of work. And I think it's just fantastic. That's the end of the story from the New York Times. Now, what did they teach you about MDMA when you were in school? Because I remember in elementary school, for me, I don't think ecstasy was really a thing back then. I mean, we would have been talking about the late 1980s for me there, but you just got out of high school, so.
Yeah, we talked about actually Molly and MDMA or ecstasy. Oh, man, this is the big killer at parties, you know. It was like the
boogeyman. Lie.
Well, this was what they said. Okay, so we did talk about this on last episode of Off Air Live last Saturday. So the health classes, they taught us first about Molly, saying how dangerous it was. It was a cocktail of dangerous chemicals, which, from what you say about impurities
lies.
And stuff. But
I mean, true if it's not actually MDMA.
Yeah, but they just said Molly, as if it were pure Molly. And then for ecstasy, they say, oh, you go to a party, or you go to a rave. That's what they said. You go to a rave and you're partying. You take ecstasy, and then you become really thirsty, and then the evil drug dealers, they sell you a bottle of water for $20, and then you run
I've never
out of
seen
money.
That.
You run out of money, and then you die of dehydration.
I've seen water being sold for $4 or $5, but I've never seen $20.
Well, I don't necessarily believe that, but that's, I mean, that health class, health class in general is a giant sham of degeneracy and lies. But yeah, that's what they told. So they made it sound like it was a great Satan, it was more dangerous than cocaine or meth or whatever. That's what they said.
It is going to heat you up, especially if you're dancing at a party. That is true.
That was the other thing. They said also drug dealers, they disguise it as little gummies or as candy, and they give it to children for no reason at all, asking no money. They just give it to kids because drug dealers are evil.
That's right. Drug dealers are going to go give a $20 pill away.
We learned this. We literally learned this in health class in a public school.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, prohibitionist nonsense. So first of all, killer at parties? No, MDMA generally doesn't kill people at parties. Overheating does. So if you're at some sort of really crappy, dangerous warehouse rave or something like that, where the water's been shut off in the bathrooms and they're...
No, I said, they purposefully shut off the water so no one could get any water without paying.
I mean, there have been situations like that in really scummy clubs where, they want to make sure that you go to the club to get the water at jacked up rates. That's the club's fault in that case, not the drug's fault. And there are a lot of reasons why someone could overheat and, die of heat exhaustion, essentially. And a lot of the time, it's not even MDMA, as we talked about before. Yeah. It's these other drugs that are being marketed as MDMA. But it is true that MDMA is going to heat up your internal core. And if you're dancing, you're going to be super hot.
And alcohol dehydrates you, too, so it could be the same thing.
Absolutely. Alcohol is an incredible dehydrant. So, no, the drug itself isn't killing people at parties. Generally, you will not see people overdosing on MDMA. I mean, it is certainly possible to do, but it's generally not the way people die from it. They die because of getting too hot. And you know, so interesting prohibitionist nonsense, which, of course, most of it would be solved if we didn't have prohibition, because then people could purchase the actual product and get real MDMA. And more importantly, they could get the information about how to properly dose on MDMA instead of having to rely on friends who may or may not know the right things about this drug. You can actually get, like with any drug, instructions on, you know, the best way to take the drug, yeah. How to maximize the effects and minimize any kind of negative harm that might come from it. So all of those things would change if the drug were actually legal and available in the marketplace. And maybe someday we'll have it not just be for prescriptions, but that people could actually buy it for recreational use, just as in many states we're seeing with marijuana. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico, if he's on with us here. David, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to say, since you're talking about the MDA combined with the therapy, I'm not talking about the MDA issue, and I'm not talking to, say again?
MDMA or MDA?
Yeah, MDMA, sorry.
Okay, because MDA is a variant that's more of a psychoactive version of it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, anyway, I want to be clear that I'm not downplaying that as a role in therapy or the therapist that may be trying to use it. But what I do want to say is that in my experience over decades, that especially in recent decades, there's an incredible number of therapists at the lower level that just came out of undergraduate with their training and their whatever therapy that they learned to do at the college that was training them, also up to and including even psychiatry and psychologists, and I did work for years in the teaching hospital system in Minnesota, University of Minnesota, and I also worked at St. Paul Ramsey in the psych ward. And so I'm fairly familiar with the industry, and I just wanted to caution people that there are a lot of especially lower level therapists that actually are rather incompetent out there, mm-hmm. especially if you're an intelligent person, and then especially if you're going to see them because you have some issue in the court. You know, for instance, mine was over child custody, but others may be drug court or, you know, whatever it might be in the court wants.
You mean
them
if you've been ordered to see one?
Anger management.
Yeah, any of that.
Yeah, I'd be real cautious around any therapist that's making his bones off of the government, where, you know, he's getting money from the government and or having people forced to go and see him. I think that, you know, those are probably going to be the worst of the worst.
Exactly. That it's just a red flag. And so if you do go to those people in any of that kind of scenario that we just described, have your radar on for any incompetence. And actually, I'm speaking for myself now, and if anybody else wants to take any notes from it, but at this point in my life, I hear the music, so at this point in my life, anything that a court tells me to do as far as therapy, I'm going to say no and then fight the civil rights battle.
Right on.
Over.
Good for you.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Check out Vincent. Well, he'll be back Friday night, but also check him out on Off the Air Live at offtheairlive.com. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.